We're holding on page. Sorry, I'm going to look at the bottom of the Rashi. Is it a Mishnah? Roichlim. Mercher, but some of the Kishutei Noshim, they would sell different types of herbs, spices the women would use for their adornment. Yesham Kupas Katanis, the tourists, some of them, they would have little containers for these little bundles of these psalmim. So you take out that this kupa, you know, it has different types of minim in it. It's en chayvah lechatas achas the kula chadach hitzahi. That's all one act of hitzah. The more we'll talk about that more. Pachas mikigurgus that will go the kol ha'ichlam shir mikigurgus hanikim de lizria kaimi pachas mikigurgus namim bechayv. Even though food, since over here you're using these seeds not to eat but to plant, so therefore the shir chiyav is different. So kishuim apparently were something significant, and every chai even on a smaller amount. They keep it to play with. Rabbi Huda points out at the end of the Mishnah. Once it's dead, can't play with it anymore. Now it's a food. Morris says, what refu is it used for, what exactly it is. Shematzian has said the cotton, Tanakama, Mehai Taiman Nami Mechayev Le Bechag of Tor. Tanakama also, Bechag of Tor says that's why it's also, because he used it to play with. Miyu Atame Polig, Lamatsnai, Matsni Le Lisachik, Dema Ocho Le Kiddachamon. He's worried about that he might come to eat it. So if it's kosher, it's kosher. It's tape, it's tape. So the Gemara. So the Mishnah says the Shir Chiyuv is two seeds, five seeds. Ramini, we had before Zebul B'chol Hadak, the fertilizers. Kelezabul Klach Shalkruv Dir Bekiva. The amount you need to put around, to fertilize around one plant of kruv, of cabbage. Either kreisha and karsha are the same thing, or kreisha means like a watercress. Al kaponim, the Morse says, if you see one is enough, the shir chiyuv is on one. So the Morse says, no. Amar Papa, how does Zriya, how does Zriya? The fish and Adam's Harech, let's see Nima Achaz Zriya. To go plant the seeds, you're not going to go out to plant with one seed. Once it's planted already, you consider one plant significant. Zerik Yishu and Tan Rabban Brisa, Hamotzi Garinin, the person takes out Stam Garinin, the Gemara, I think Rashi says over here, means Garinin Tamora, means date seeds, imunatia shtayim. If it's to plant it, the shir chiyuv is on two. Im la'achila, so if it's to eat them, is kimloi pi chazir. I think if you open up the seed, for animal food, the pit and the date has inside. There's still things. There's what to eat. So it's kimloy pichazir. Kama kimloy pichazir is achas. That even one already is chayv because you can feed it. It's used to feed. Imahasik, they can usually use it as fuel. Kelevashal be'akala, like we had before, that's already this year's the amount you need to be'akala. Im lecheshbin is shtayim, acher marmim chamesh. If you want to use it to keep count of things, like you use it like dried pits, and that'll be your counting system. People to make you make your delivery, and you put one delivery, two delivery, three, you keep like in a container. So then you use either two or five. Tarabon Hamotzin Shnei Nimin Mizonav Hasus Mizonav Apora, two hairs from a horse's tail or from a cow's tail is Chayiv. Why? Shematznian oisoy oison lenishrin. They would use it to make. They would use that in nets. They would use to catch birds. As he says, mikshar shel chazir. So a chazir's hair from the there's like a place on their back where the hair is very coarse, bristles. Well, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to actually raise chazir.
Yeah, it's just a strange shear.
I know it's a strange shear.
Yeah.
So Tosfos says it means because they would sell to the goyim for that purpose. Or they give or sell to the goyim. So this hair, this coarse bristles from the back of the chazir, one hair is already chayiv. Zuri dekel ishtayim, tori dekel ishachas. So the Rashi says that they would take off bark from the dekel. So tzuri dekel is the date palm leaves, and the tzuri dekel was the Rashi says that they were thinner, and they were from the sieve which goes around it. They were from the sieve. Now the sieve either was the bark itself, or was there just seems to be like there was like vines which used to grow on the palm tree. Okay, see Rashi. Okay, the zabel almazera habomi garanach echad is chashiv. Even one seed is considered significant because it'll produce a plant which is significant. Whereas the horiz riya na'achar shehin zeruyin, once they're planted chashiv kol echad ve'echad, each one is significant. The one to reach the zabel echad mehem, person would take out fertilizer even for one. I will deloy zuriya, they're not planted yet, and on tereyak lizuriya garagir echad, he wouldn't go out just to plant one seed. But to garinim tomorrow, the pit in the date, so the shear is the cook of beya kala kigroigris mi beya shehi kala levashel v'zoshel tanagos, and the same thing we had before means the amount of kigroigris of that food. The cheshvan, commission noistim, lesimen edus. People will keep track of how much they paid or something like that. The whole dinner, each dinner the person pays, maybe we put a poshet, you put like a little coin aside as a simen. So they would use these the pits. The chemerim hay the adalad klolus choshevinish ulaminchi. So up to four people can remember. And then they don't forget it. Vein tzarach los his simen. Amachamish minshi umoisiv simanu lekulu. But if it's, I'm not sure exactly what Rashi is up to dalad is klolus. It's some type of. Or the person is giving you X or he's doing X, so you can see four is easy to perceive, but it's four. You say four or something. You start getting the numbers start getting higher. You can't count. You don't. It's not obvious to your eye how many it is, except for some people are. You need to count it. You need to count it up, and then Rashi is promising them more than just you count it up. It seems that you're going to forget it. I'm not sure why you're forgetting it. Once you get making a simon, you make a simon for all of them. The nishrin is lots of oifers, balaz, it's lichits. Lichits was we'll see lichits again. Just means like the. The loops that you make in the batinir and all that Rashi thinks that just liches. So mixture shall chazir niman kashin shibeshidra shall chazir. There was these hard bristles of the hair which came in the back of the chazir. Achas the chazal leushkepi losses brush hamashicha shall tfira. So Ushkafi is a leather worker. He's gonna, when he wants to sell something, so he would like use that like to give the thread some.
It's a lead,
right? To make it easier to thread. So, and it was hard, so it would help give it some body. Tzir the Kolim. Nitzarim Klufim Lasus Salim. You're going to use it to make baskets. Shtaim L'shtei Batei Nirin. So you would. So the Mishnah later on talks about when you make baskets, the same with the idea of Batei Nirin, and it's a similar, it's the same word. The same with the idea of Batei Nirin. When you weave, so when you weave the basket, we refer to the two first two rounds around as Batei Nirin, because they hold, they get the whole thing, and they give a certain form to the whole basket. Teri Dekel, Dak and Mitzuri, they're thinner. Vehein Min Hasiva Gadol Siva, so they're from the sieve, which is like this, like the growth which would grow around the tree. Well, you don't see the Michaels, I'm not sure exactly what to use them for. Okay. Siparis Kramim Bein Chaya Bein Mesa Kolshil. So my Siparis Kramim Amar Rav Falya is Biyari is Biyari. Amar Rav Falya Biyari. So that was its name. And I'm sure the article translated as Falya Biyari. Yeah. Amar Baya Umishachak Bidikla. In the place where you would find it, it was in the Dekel tree, the Chad Nivara. It's a young date palm, which this seed which starts to grow around it, this vine or this moss or whatever it was, it would grow around it. It had only one; it only grown around it one time. It had not been affected by this type of tree. That type of tree is where this insect, bird would hide it, would grow. What was the refuah? They would use it to, it was a brain booster. Achalev the paga the aminoi, the paga the smolei. You would eat half of the right side and then half of the left side. Then Rambalev Gufsa the Nechasha, whatever was left over, they'd put it in a copper container, a copper tube. Vechasan le Beshitin Gushpanki, and you would seal it with 60 seals. Rashi the love dafka 60 means you tie it up very tight. Tola be ivra the smaller, and your person would then put it on his left arm. V'simanech, and the way you remember it is leif chacham liyaminoi. The chacham's heart is on his right. V'leif ksil the smaller, and the ksil's right is on its left. Excuse me, ksil's heart is on its left. So the ksil needs to become smarter. So that's what you put on the left side to make the foolish side smart. The chacham kamad the boy, you would then learn whatever you wanted to learn. Gomer kamad the boy, you would become smart as much as you wanted to become smart, learn as much as you wanted to learn. Then v'ochalei le'idach pagal, and you eat the other half. Diloy is mi'akir talmudai. So this thing wouldn't work if you wouldn't eat it afterwards after you learned it, you would have to eat the other half. Okay. Sounds like a fascinating system. We can figure out how it works. Sakrashi. The chuchma, liftoyach alev, but open up a person's understanding. Gusa is a con, is a tube. Shitin is labdaka, it doesn't mean 60 seals. Elam chaseo, kisui and harbor, you covered over many times. You go in zephis, a layer of zephis, b'shab al gabo, and then you put wax on top of the zephis, b'adamo, and then dirt, then mud on top of that. Gushpanki is chesomis. We have that in Avodah Zarah. Tala be'ivra this smole, Israel has smole his left arm. Simon lev seal, kigoyin zesh, it's sorry, l'fakech lev, is the smaller person who needs to become smarter means that's the comparison. Ochle eat a palga, bosa da achim, after he learns whatever he learns, you eat the other half. V'iloi, ochle, el shudderle, we don't need it, just throw it out. Me'arka tamudai, v'chumosa shalom al yodai, nekamimim. Whatever he learned based on this eating, will not last. Someone reminds me, there's a maisa with the Flossenberger Rebbe, Meister. It was a story one time he called the Bacher and he felt the Bacher should be learning better. He says, Yankala. He says, you want to become a Talmud Chacham? He says, yeah, Rebbe. He says, are you willing to be Mercer Nefer to come a Talmud Chacham? He says, yeah, Rebbe. He says, Yankel, they have the new surgery that they can do on the brain, which would help you become a chacham. I said, are you willing to do it? He says, yeah, Rebbe. He says, but Yankel, it's a big sakana. He says, yeah, Rebbe, let's do it anyway. He says, they open up the brain and they put in the kol terakula. But it's a sakana. He says, but you know the kol terakula. He says, Rebbe Amas. He says, Yankel, I have good news for you. There's a way of doing it without the surgery. It's not dangerous. You just have to learn for 10 years and you'll know it also. He says, Nein, Rebbe. So, anyway. Rabbi Hudamer, so he said in one of his shmuz, I don't think he was serious, it might have happened. He was like, he was giving the shmuz to the tzibur. So he said over, like, he says, the Moshe Nefesh, the Torah, for the Baruch Shalom, else ding, but just not learning. Right. And what is Moshe Nefesh? My life. Maybe it's a sakana. You might not, the mask him. And the sentence of Gemara, and the Gemara says that Chaim Shalazai were willing to go on the Kishon Eish, but if they would have whipped them, given them a sermon on their body, maybe they would not have withstood it. So some people think learning goes in the same category. Yehudamer taking out the Tanagirlis, he would say the Tanagirlis, the Chag of Chai Tomei is also a Shir Chiv. Tanakama Sabar, Loi. No, that's not a shirchiyim. My time, because what are we worried about? Timel ochele. We're afraid that the kid's going to eat the non-kosher grasshopper. Mar says he hachi, but a kosher one. So worse comes to worse, he eats it. What's the problem? He's allowed to eat it. Mar says he hachi tor nami. A chag of chai tor is also problematic. By the horav kana, habakoyim kemederab. So Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav, and he had a shashiva, which is a type of a kosher grasshopper, which was alive, and he was like, moving it, just like playing around down the lips. Amale shakle, take it away. The lelemru, people shouldn't say mechol ka'ochole, that you're eating it. Recover mishum bal teshaksu es nashasechem. Now there's no the raisa, there's no ister of eating a chag without killing it, but it's considered bal teshaksus. Hashem says, "Hey, don't make yourself nias eating a live insect."
They're allowed to eat it.
Grasshoppers are mutter. There's no halacha of shechita and grasshoppers.
Yeah, but you say that they aren't allowed to eat it.
So, based on the iser of kashrus, you're allowed to eat it. But there's an Isser deraisa about the shaks es nafshei sechem, which you do not act in ways which are abominable. So eating a live insect is like it belongs to the wild men of the forest, not to the Jews.
So is there a way of killing this insect before we eat it? Is there a prescribed way?
I don't know. No. Rashi points it out, but they'll never be the chai. So, how can you let the kid play with it? If that's what you're worried about, so how can the kid let him play with the chog of chai tor? It's the same, if it's chai, it's a problem. Elamai, you're not afraid he's going to eat it. So, more says, what are you afraid? You're afraid that when it dies, he's going to eat it. So, if it's a chog of chai tor and it dies and eats it, it's going to hate it. If it's a chog of chai tome and eats it and dies, it's going to eat it. It's a problem. Rehuda sover, imayas cotton mispid soft delay. If it dies, the kid doesn't eat it, he buries it. And he says a hesped on it. Okay. So, Krashi. Tanakama sover, chog of tome, loy matzile the cotton. You don't use it for the kids to play with it because the mo'ochid. He might eat it. I feel the man domer cotton ochel nebelas ein bezem mitzvun alav lahafri ishoi. That if the kid is eating something not kosher, you're not mechuyev to stop him. Not talking about a father. Talking about other people. But moidahu lo yavina lebiadaim. You can't give it to him. The tanya lo soichlum lo isachilum lahazer gedoy lemalakatanim. So besides the chiyuv chinuch, which belongs to the father, there's a general din that an adult cannot give a Jewish child, a Jewish adult cannot give a Jewish child something which is usher to eat. Okay. Where it says, Yachi Torah Chai Nami. If it's a live kosher grasshopper, same problem. The Mo'achel, he might eat it. Vimishum, the Ein Ba'Isra Eber Menachai. So what's wrong? It's no Eber Menachai. The Chagab Ein Ton Shkita. We learn out that there's no Din Shkita, and it means you can eat it. Iker Din when it's alive. But it's Be'Mia, Mishum, Balta Shaksu. Mesetis Makis, Kidderav Kahana. And then the more it talks about the idea over there in the Sefer Makis, anything which is considered meis, you are about the shaks. Yeah. Ask Rabbi Yair's one senior here. He used to eat them in Morocco. So they said they taste like chicken. You can ask him how they did it. I don't know. Rabbi Malka also, I think, remembers them. Malka, but Rabbi Arson Sr. told me, he said, you know, he remembers them, he used to eat them. They had a Masara, which ones are not, which ones are, yeah. Ari Zivotovsky, by his meal, with the Suda that he made, they served grasshoppers. You know, talking about the you remember Ari? Ari used to live over here, he's a very eclectic guy, I guess is the best way to describe him. This guy, he has three PhDs, Kabbalah and Shkita, Smicha, really. But he had the sense that he wants to save the Masara on different food items. So he reached, so he found that it's old Shoichit from Taimani, you know, from Taiman, who remembers the Masara on this. And he got them together and he got, you know, ate this from these people, took it to the Bezdin, and, you know, verified it, etc. And then they made a Suda. Being mamshach the masara on these things by having, you know, inviting people to come to eat it. They made a big thing. Made one or something. One in New York. He's Charlie Sigmund's son-in-law.
He's Charlie Sigmund's son-in-law.
Yeah.
He
wrote some articles on the different parts of it. I don't think he wrote a full book on it.
It's a column in Jewish Action.
So they one of the dessert was grasshoppers. I think so. Yeah. So chocolate covered. No. Okay. Anyway, shashiva min chag of tor is a type of a kosher grasshopper. Alam mishum dechay yeshtuma ochelay. The chay. We're not worried about it's going to eat it when it's alive. We're worried about the mamayas of ochelay might die and eat it. Because ochel tome abal tor shaper tome. That's okay if he eats a tor one. So he said, nay misbit softilay tinuk balav urchel mech. They don't eat their pets. They when they're finished with them. We're worried about it, it'll die and eat it. So if it's a chag of chai, if it's a chag of chai tome and it dies, it's going to eat tome. Aval tor, but a chag of chai tor, which dies and eats it, shaper tome, that's fine. How does the chomer and bekiva? So at the mishnah metzniel, the zera, person puts away an item for the purpose of the zera to plant it. Lodzugma, or to be able to show as an example for something, or the refua, these are refua, vitziyah b'shabbos, and then he takes it out on Shabbos. So chayim b'kol shu, whatever he put away, once he put it away, he gave it a chashibus to it. So whatever shiur we've been discussing have been the standard shiurim without any prior action, but a person would actively take an item and say, I'm going to use this, and put it away, store it away to use, and then take it out, whatever amount that he's stored away, he plans to use it, got a chashivas, and now when he takes it out, he's chay. But this individual's action is only mechay of him. For him, it's now chashiv, and for him, it's a chiyav itzor. But somebody else would come and take that same item, which Reuben has hid away, stored away, and Shimon would take it out. Well, it's chashiv because Reuben's using it. That's not Machayev Shimon. And remember, we had Rosh Shimon Elazar said not like that. Rosh Shimon Elazar said once Reuven puts it away and gives it a Chashivas, even if Shimon takes it out, Shimon would be Chay. Okay, El Kashira. Chazav Hichnisai and a Chayev El Kashira. Let's say the person stores it away for the purpose of planting. What? Yeah, we're doing a Malach of Itzah. Yeah, yeah. So, Kiddush isn't the quantity, correct? Chazer b'chnisa ena chayv ela kishurei. Now, let's say, so Reuven stored it away and took it out to plant. Said, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm not going to plant it. So at this point in time, he is not maintaining it anymore for the purpose of planting. So now, if he does an act of hachnasa, ena chayv ela kishurei, now he is no longer maintaining it for a chashivist of any type of usage. So it goes back to the standard shear. So he'd be chayav at that point in time only if he brought back in a shear.
I mean, let's say, I don't know, he was planning on planting. So he takes it out of the store. In other words, he had already put it away, so he gave it a chashivas. He takes it out to go planting, and then it starts raining.
So then I don't think it would make a difference. I mean, the point is, there was a nimlach. Sirashi, Amatia Bakoshu, the whole Akshabe, because he gave it a Kashibis. Everybody else only Khaibal Kashura, Bechol Echud, Shir Mafurishloi, each one according to their Shir, Bizarinim is Kamisha, Zerakishu, and Adaluyan, Epulamitsri, Shnayim, Shad the Wormak Gernyayan, or Echlin, Agami, Kashir Mafurish, Bechol Godo, Bahamatsi. So everybody gets their Shir.
I understand, just going back to the point, let's say, he changed his mind while it was stored away, and then he takes it out.
I seem to recall. No, the more than talk about the Hedman talk about something else, which maybe you can compare the two. That until he's done an action to take away the chashivas, it still would maintain the chashivas. But I'm not sure. Chazruch Nisoy, Zeshi Tznia Pochus Mikashir. He put it away Pochus Mikashir. Vahitzio, and he took it out as such. He said, you know what, he's not going to use it. Bichnis, he brings it back in. And Chayiv Bachnasazu, Elim Ken Yeshbo Shir Sholem. Now the Chayiv is we need a regular Shir. The Chayiv and the Nimlach Alav Shalol Zaroi, Bito Machshavta, once he changed his mind, so that Chashivas, which the Machshavah that he had, is no longer valid. Reu could call Adam, and now he's like any other person, that the usage would only be in a more significant amount. Okay. You know what? Morris is going to address your question. So Morris, the chiyuv is because it's chashuv for him. So why do we have to go through a process? He was matzniyah, then he took it out. A person who's taking out a seed to plant, and he's planning to take out one seed to plant, for him it's kosher. So, that's the point. If for him that's considered, he's planning to use it, and it's, therefore it's kosher, he should be chayiv. Why do you have to go through the process of first putting it away? Somewhere by Hachav Mayaskinan, Kigon Shitzniyoi, Veshachach lama hitzniyoi. Vehashta komapik leistoma. See, he started away, doesn't remember why he started away, and now he takes it out, not doing X with it, because he doesn't remember what X is. He just picks it up to transfer it from one place to the other. Transport it somewhere, not necessarily to use it, but just to move it. So what's the halacha now? So maratema betulei batli machshavti. So he doesn't remember. So the whole thing is no longer significant. Kamash malon kol ha'oisal das v'shena hu oisal. Once he put it away for that purpose, it still maintains that function until he would be mevatel. So maybe in your case, he specifically already changed his mind. Says he's not using it anymore. That would be different. He would be potter. Okay, probably true.
Does that mean he remembers what originally thought, or just has a new purpose for it? Yeah.
He has no purpose for it right now. It maintains its original state. Since it was put away for purpose X, it's still considered that its function is for X, and therefore it's choshev, until he would actively say, I'm not going to use it for that anymore. Right. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mechayev Hoya Rebbe Meir. Af b'moitzichita achas l'sriya. The person would take out stamish as a mayor. So he says over that that the mayor shita was, if a person would take out one kernel of wheat to plant, a person's chayiv. Versus shita kol shul tzanan, it says in the Mishnah, any amount, and the stamish is a mayor. The Mor says, Malutem, I might have thought to say, kol shu means lafuke migrogris. When it said kol shu, it didn't mean mamish kol shu. Like, you know. It meant, normally these are things which can be used, their oichlam, etc., and the shear would be larger. You don't need the larger shear. You would need a smaller shear. The smaller shear, for example, would be a kazayas. Why is a kazayas? Kamash Malon said, no, kolshu means kolshu. Okay. Now, this comes along, Mask of Lord Rabbi Yitzchak, Bereder of Yehuda. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Bereder of Yehuda has a question. So if you're telling me that the person's intent is sufficient to give it a shear. Let's go back a step. Nobody has a problem with saying that if you put it away for purpose X and you take it out to use it for purpose X, and purpose X is significant, so this item is significant. Okay? But now you're telling me that not only if you're taking it out for purpose X, but you're taking it out for no purpose. But since you designated it for purpose X, it maintains its chashivas for purpose X, even though you're not even going to use it for that anymore because you have no idea what it's for. So it comes out that the whole chashivas is just based on machshava alone without any action involved. As opposed to, until now, we understood it means you put it away for that purpose, and then you're using it for that purpose, so that's a chashivas. So the chashivas is in the usage lends it a chashivas. Now you're telling me the intent alone lends a chashivas, even without the usage. So, means intent defines something. So now I have a problem. So, elamayata, according to this, so, what about the opposite? Chishiv lehoitzi kol beisa. He says, I am planning to move everything all at one time. So a person is planning to pack up his house in one big container and move it all at one time. So now, he takes out less than that. That's not chashav by him, because he only plans to do the whole thing at one time. So your machshava should define. If it can define chiyuv, why can't it define patur? But you wouldn't say, you don't say that. So what's his point? So you see that the machshav alone doesn't define something. So what saw is if this act is something which is significant, so it should depend on the actual action being significant. So taking this thing which is not being used for X anymore because you don't know what X is. So stop, because you decided one time to use it for something, it's not going to give it right now. It's not choshev, so it should be potter. So Mora says no. Hasam botlam daita etzel kolada, but you know, over here, people do put things away for purposes, and then but you decide that it's only considered a significant ritzah when you take the whole house and you're back at one shot. That's not normal, and that's considered like a not normal thing, and therefore you can't define it that way.
Set. Let's say, what's it called?
was carried.
So you decide, you say you're not gonna, you're only planning to use X, the whole set, and then the mice you take only one instead.
Right. Or you found out you forgot about it, you know, left the volume behind, so you don't have the item to which you intend.
An argument can be said that it's felt in Mechaz Mashevus. That's not what I wanted to carry. So if I wanted to carry X and I ended up with Y, so it's not Mechaz Mashevus, and it'd be Potter. I don't know where you, how, I don't know the where you, how you draw the line. Basically, the more saying that, you know, if it's something which would be normal to carry it as a unit, and you're carrying it out as a non, as an, and then would not be batal daito erechanami. So I don't think the in the bag and out of the bag would be true. Because those are carried in both ways. But something, the normal thing would be to carry it bedafka in a bag, and you decide to take it, you know. So then that would be the defining element of what's called it. So, probably. Sirashi. Let's say, much is there, but kol shu is chayiv. Even though you didn't put it away for that purpose originally. To ha debin and shura. Why do we need all these shurim? Where do they come from? Kinomora. How much time of kinomora? Like we explained. You don't take out one seed for planting. So it doesn't have a chashivas because people don't take it out for that purpose. So barrel is stam carrying seeds. So how many seeds does chai if a barrel takes out? He's not planning to go to the plant. He says, well, the amount of seeds that people use to plant, you're chayiva. People don't plant one seed, they plant two seeds, plant five seeds. That's a person who's not planting the plant. But but he's the guy who's saying, I'm taking it out to plant it. So the whole problem is it's not kosher because he don't plant it. Well, he does plant it, so it is kosher. So go back to the Tarech. For him, he was willing to be a matriach for one seed. But actually, he gave it a chashivas. So even one should be enough. So why do you need the act of being matzniya beforehand? Just hamoitzi lezer is kayiv. Amar Abaye, vare moitzi lezriya is kayiv. You're right. Person who's moitzi lezriya is definitely kayiv. Val begav deloy atznei meikar. Even though you didn't put it away beforehand. That's not the chiddush of the Mishnah. And that's true. Masisim the boy matzniya. Why is the Mishnah required that there was a prior action of storing it away? We might see stam come. In the case of the person was might see stam. Because the tal told me bias to bias, he needs a transporter from house A to house B, had to house B. Then a chayiv el mishum na achshavei behatzna osoy. So here the chayiv, the act of transporting it is not chashiv. Tetz says you're transporting something which is significant. Why is it significant? Because you stored it away for purpose prior to that. Navim Taimar. Then the Morris says, maybe you'll tell me. Karshana Makal Godol, Kolshana Kashal Hatsniya. People do not normally store it away for that purpose. And a Chayv El Matsniya. Then the only person is Chayv, a person who would store it, which means. It means even though people normally will not store it for that purpose, but if this person stored it, he's chayiv. And that's what the Mora says. Hachav Mayaskin, and again, this same term is not a, Rashi not asking a kasha. Rashi is speaking out the Gemara's unspoken question. So good. So the case of it wasn't your Moitzel Zera, the case of your Matzniya. Matzniya, we know that already. No. I'm adding a new step. Hachav Mayaskin, the itzrich lemay mista, the case which we need to teach us now is going sheet sniyoy, hay matzniya. He put it away lezera ledugma. Reshachach lemay matzniya. He forgets what he's planning to do with it. V'hashem abaglei stomo letaltol mibayis lebayis. Now he's just transporting it from place A to place B, not to use it for any purpose. So Maratem came in the Shachach, Bishas Hitzor, Shalai Ha'yuzach about Tznos. He's not aware of the fact that he stored it away, that it has a usage. So Balot Loi Machshavtoi, so that that intent is gone. Vein Kalim Loi Chashivis Machshavis Hatznos, Voloi Machshavis Hitzor. You're not taking it out for purpose X. You don't even have the Chashivis, the fact that you stored it for purpose X. Until a person makes an active decision not to use it for that purpose, it's being maintained for that purpose, so it has that chashivas. Versus kosher tzanan, is a mayor. So I would think it means I would think you need a shear. I would think you need a shear, but not a grogris. Now, comes along Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehuda, El Meyat. So Rashi learns that El Meyat is going back on Abaye's Rashad. So he says, Kasha is like, Rav Yitzchak Shmuel in the middle is not Negeya. So that's the more should have put Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehuda immediately after Abaye, before Rav Yirmiyahu Shmuel talks about her mate. That's his discussion, Rashi. So, El Matan Mastisim Bidaite Talinan, the intent is enough to define an item. Kirkamarta Mishum Dal Das Vishana Machashapta Le Shire. Just having that intent once upon a time defines the Shire, even though right now he's not using it for that purpose. So it's not intent together with function, it's intent alone. So if so, Cheshiv Lohitzi Kol Beisa Beitzoa Achaz, he's planning to carry his whole everything in one carrying. Deloy Achshav Bei Elim Ken Hoitzi Kulik Echa, but him it's only Cheshiv, he does all at one time. Hachinami Ki Afka Porta Loi Mechai, but now he takes it one bit by bit, he's not Chayiv. Baladaita Yavashur the Cheshiv Leinchi is Cheshiv. A shear which people consider significant is going to remain significant. You can't take away that significance from it. But to add significance, you could add significance. So I guess it's to Rakash Jonathan's question. If people would carry it one by one, even though he decides he's going to carry it as a unit, that's going to be the shear. But the normal way people carry it as a unit, and he carries it one by one, so then it, then his mashav would be defined. Let's hold it.